And now to one person who's part of an organized effort of conservative activists opposing a healthcare overhaul, among many other things. His name is Lloyd Marcus. You can find him this summer on the Tea Party Express, a bus tour across the U.S. NPR's Jeff Brady has this profile of an unlikely and musical conservative.
Lloyd Marcus begins every performance on the Tea Party Express bus tour the same way.
Hello, my fellow patriots! I am not an African-American. I am Lloyd Marcus, American!
A few seconds later, he introduces the theme song he wrote for the Tea Party movement last spring. It starts with a nice finger snap and right off the bat calls President Obama's stimulus plan a, quote, socialistic scheme.
You want to take from achievers somehow you think that's fair. Redistribute to those folks who won't get out of their easy chair. We're having a tea party for some land. Yes, we are.
Marcus says he's known since he was 10 years old that he's a conservative after his family moved into a new apartment in the Baltimore Projects. He watched as the buildings became havens for crime and drug use. And Marcus says he took away this lesson.
Self-esteem does not come from people giving you stuff, you know. Self-esteem comes from getting an education, getting a job, and going your own way.
Marcus says he made that lesson the center of his political philosophy.
When I hear politicians pander to the poor, it turns my stomach because I know how it stifles people, it kills their spirit, and it keeps them down. And that's why I'm conservative, and that's why I have a hostile attitude against a lot of these do-gooder liberals that they do things to make themselves feel good, but they don't really help people.
What's surprising about Marcus is that while he can be a little pointed sometimes, he also appears to have a lot of fun.
Okay, ladies.
At one point in every rally, he invites women from the audience up on stage to form an impromptu chorus line. He pulls up his best Sinatra voice.
Start spreading the news. I'm telling you today.
And Marcus shows the women which way to kick, but in short order, his strong political views are back.
This socialist nightmare must come to an end. 'Cause we're gonna vote them out. Yes, we are. In 2010.
Marcus says the rest of his family voted for Barack Obama, but he relishes being different. Marcus knows what he believes, and he's sticking with it. Jeff Brady, NPR News.